Welcome to Ian Lee.
Absolute Radio.
We're going to talk about that. Wait till we press record, because I'm going to ask you all about that, man.
Right, are you okay to hold this, Glenn? Is that okay? Thank you.
Sure I will.
You've held a microphone before in your life, haven't you? I would imagine.
Yeah. Would that be? Is that there as good? I'll do it this way.
Thank you, sir.
Don't worry. Let us know when we're recording.
Yeah, you're ready.
Are we ready? Okay. Oh, you got enough cable there, sir? Look, we're all tangled up.
Yeah.
There we go. Excellent work. Okay, I'm sat in a very swanky hotel with none other than Mr. Glenn Campbell. Glenn, it's an honour to meet you, sir.
Well, thank you.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
We're going to talk about the new album in a bit. Let's start. How did you get into the music industry?
It beat the hell out of pulling, looking a mule in a rump. we didn't have electricity. We actually, what was it? We didn't have electricity. We used to watch TV by candlelight. Yeah. Or some dumb thing like that. But we grew up with eight boys, four girls, and mom and dad, and that's when I had to get out of there as soon as I could and get my family out.
Your family all played music.
They all played music.
Yeah.
So I had to bring some of them with us. Yeah.
So your guitar was kind of your escape route from that.
Definitely.
And you were in a couple of bands with your uncle or something, is that
uncle
true?
Uncle Dick Bills, the Sandia Mountain Boys.
Bands don't have names like that anymore. That's a great
name. Dick Bills and the Sandia Mountain Boys. And we had a radio show I think it was like 5 days a week.
Wow.
A 30-minute show.
Of you guys just playing and singing and...
Yeah.
And what kind of songs were you doing there? Like country standards?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
That was. I know, that's what
1806 or something.
Yeah. I was looking at a certain thing because a lot of them, we were just doing what we heard on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, but when I started meeting the guys like, you know, Jimmy Webb and that kind of people, yeah, it kind of opened your eyes.
Well, how did you go from playing in a band with your uncle to being one of the hottest session musicians in America?
The guy, I can't think of his name now, but anyway, I did for a guy that does, I can't think of that name.
Is he a singer or a...
No, it's a...
You went out to California with a DJ friend.
With a DJ friend of mine, and, he did the records, the record things.
Yeah.
And we would make demos.
Mm. You and Jimmy Bowen.
Me and Jimmy Bowen.
Right.
We would do demos that you could solicit to people. You know,
yeah, of course. See if anyone would like it, and then they pick it up and record it.
Right. And that's what we started doing. I'm getting tongue tied.
Hey, listen, man, don't worry. You've done so much. Bringing it all back to a four is hard. You played on some. I'm a huge Monkees fan. Monkees fan. More than is healthy for me. You played on a lot of Monkees sessions as well, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Well, I went to New York with them to do a gig up there, man. That's one of the most fun periods I had in a long time.
And also, you were a Beach Boy for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know. Brian Wilson kind of said, "I've had enough of this," and dropped out. And you stepped in and played with the Beach Boys. Was that fun?
He stopped out to do the Pet Sounds, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Boy, what a genius he is.
Fantastic. And amazing that he's still with us. The life that he's led. And in the last few years, he's come back and, you know, he's doing some amazing concerts.
Yeah. Oh, he was a wonderful talent. Wow.
Was he hard work as a producer? Did he boss you guys around?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't boss him. I think people in the business realized... if you're going to try to push them or try to do this or do this or sit them, you know, get over here and blah, blah, blah. It wouldn't work that way. It only went slower.
Well, did you? Because, I mean, you were playing with people like Carole Kay and Hal Blaine and the whole great kind of, they've got the name The Wrecking Crew now.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Wilson was like 20, 21 years old. What was it like taking instructions from a kid?
Oh, from Brian Wilson?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, excuse me. Wow. Good idea. You got any water?
Okay. We can get some water. Of course we can. There's bottles over there, Kim.
Where was I at?
Taking instructions from Brian Wilson, being told what to do by a kid.
From Brian, I'd look at everything that he did, because he was a genius.
Yeah.
Just what a mind that guy got.
Yeah.
He did stuff that was just fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
He also gave you the song Guess I'm Dumb, which is one of the great lost pop songs. It's a fantastic record. We played it a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Oh, did you really?
Love it.
Now, that was... Jimmy didn't want that. I said, I'll take it.
Yeah. Brian didn't want it.
I meant Brian, yeah. I said, yeah, I'd love to do that one. And I did.
It's a great song.
It was kind of like a breakthrough, I guess, because... It's still heard occasionally. I guess I'm dumb, but I don't care. That would just...
You should do it, man. You should put it in the concert. I always think, because it sounds like a pet sound song. You know?
I really like the song, because it said, you know, the way I act don't act like me, and the way I look, it don't look like me. But I can't let go if I ever wanted to. I can't let go, darling, if it's only you. It was just a really... That thing got a ton of airplane. Airplane.
It wasn't
airplane.
Probably would have bought you. No, but it didn't become a hit, though, did it? That's the mystery.
It got up in the top 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it didn't hit the big job.
The Glen Campbell Good Time Hour, is that the name of the show?
Yep, the Good Time Hour.
That was a TV show you got that we didn't go over here, unfortunately, but I think it's on DVD now. And it replaced the Smothers Brothers.
Yeah,
I think that must have been a lot of fun, doing kind of a variety show every week.
Oh, it was. It was fun. Then we go out to the... That's when I realized the power of television. You know, because you'd be there and people would see you doing something that week, and it would just people would come and see it for some reason because it was on television.
Again, going back to the Monkees, that's how they sold... 50 million records.
Right.
They were playing two new songs every week on the TV.
That's right.
It's the greatest advert.
I went up and did that with them in New York. I went up and did the sessions with them.
Yeah.
It's for the heck of it. It's fun.
I've heard a story about you. I don't know if this is true, that you played so many sessions as a gun for hire that you would sometimes turn up, fall asleep. They'd prod you and say, Glenn, your guitar bit, you'd wake up, play it, then go back to sleep. Is that true or is that a myth?
I was, I wouldn't say a takeoff guy, as they say, you know, I could do that, but they wouldn't want that. They was wanting a raking, wide open rhythm guitar. And that's what I gave them. Rake.
Did you never find that frustrating?
Don't leave like me. Guess I'm dumb. You know.
Did you not find that frustrating? Because you are an amazing lead guitarist. Right. So just to give the simple 4-4 rhythm, was that frustrating for you as an artist?
No. because if they didn't, they would charge the guys a double scale, didn't they?
If it went over time.
Forever time, but you were getting paid so well, you didn't care.
I didn't care, yeah. Wow. I'm going to... You remembered that.
Okay, another quick question, trivia question that I was reading. Gentle on My Mind.
Oh, yeah.
That was just a demo that got released. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. It's knowing that your doors are always open and your path is free to walk. When I heard that, I went, wow! It didn't take me 2 minutes to... This is it.
You keep singing as much as you want, sir. I get a private concert from one of my heroes. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was really a great song.
Oh, fantastic. How did you meet up with Jimmy Webb?
Now you know that as well as I do. Where did I meet up Jimmy?
I know that you recorded By the Time I Get to Phoenix with him.
Yeah.
It was a big hit, and then you and Al Corey were going into Al DeLore were going in to do another album, and you called Jimmy and said, Can you write another one for us, just like by the time we get to Phoenix?
Right.
Another town song. So yeah. In one day he wrote Wichita. It's the first song he's ever written for anyone specifically.
Right. And it was Wichita Lineman.
And he brought it to him. He brought it to him that day, and it was unfinished, he thought. But they said, no, just bring it over like it is. And that's, they filled it out with that guitar solo.
Oh, yeah.
That became so famous. That's how it was finished. Yeah.
I'll be dead, gone.
What an amazing story. Because Wichita Lineman, you talk about epic songs.
Yeah.
Man, what a sound. What a sound.
Yeah, they really did a job at the studio, I tell you. It's, they did. They really, really, they made it sound good. They made everything sound good.
And Galveston.
Galveston.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like? How can I put this in a question? Finding Jimmy for you must have been like finding your voice.
Definitely.
Because I can't imagine, I've heard Jimmy Webb songs being done by other people. Yeah, you know, they're okay. It must have been a real discovery for you getting Jimmy Webb along.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. The way he did everything was just, I'm going, wow, where'd this guy come from? You know, and everything I listen to his would make me homesick or cry, you know, really. And, because they were, Jimmy had the me, I want, think, you know, the syndrome was incredible, if that's the right word for it.
Mm.
But when I referred to Wichita Lineman, I just, wow. I got in my car and drove back to Arkansas and cried all the way. I drive the main road, circling in the sun for another load. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you from the whine and the Wichita Lineman is still on the line. That's what I thought. He can make you cry with a song.
Oh, definitely. But your voice as well, that kind of, you know, that sort of little croak, little crack you've got in your voice sometimes.
Yeah.
Also that dun 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 dun. Oh, man. Breaks my heart.
That was a good song, boy. Wow. Jimmy was, I gave Jimmy the whole shooting match with that as far as, you know, selling a lot of albums and stuff like that.
Then there's also lesser-known Jimmy songs. Christian No, which was a great song. Where's the Playground Susie? I think that was Jimmy.
Yeah, that was Jimmy, yeah.
Which is one of my favorite of your songs.
Thank you.
It's just, you know.
The End Is Come, kind of here. You know, it's a good song.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah. It made me sit. One of those, I am a lineman for the county, I get to the right road, turn over for the center of the road, I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, but the Wichita lineman is still on the line. He made me cry on one of them, and I got up and got in my old car and took off and went to Arkansas.
Crying all the way?
Yeah. I had to go home, because I'm one of 12 kids, you know, and I wasn't used to being, you know, not many people you know around you, you know, like that.
I guess one of the biggest hits in this country, Rhinestone Cowboy, which is still played today. A great story. How did you come across Rhinestone Cowboy? Do you remember?
Golly, you know anything about that?
You heard a cut on the radio, and then you went and bought the album.
Oh, yeah.
And you just changed the tempo. And
it was in an album.
Made it a little faster.
I've been walking these streets so long. That's the way the guy did it. Singing the same old song.
It's written
song.
By Larry Weiss.
Larry Weiss. Yeah, that was the guy's name. And I just, my hair stood up when I heard that. Even I could hear that through the way he did it, that it was a really good song then. Because it was a me, I song. And people, for some reason, they're like me on that thing. You know, when you get something that really taps you, it makes you want to go home and see mom and dad. It did with me anyway.
And it's your story as well in that song. It's almost as if you wrote it.
It definitely was.
It's so famous. I was recently on holiday in Japan in a very bizarre Japanese country and western bar. And I got up on stage with the band, and I said, "You know Rhinestone Cowboy?" "Oh yes." I sang Rhinestone Cowboy with a Japanese country and western band. It was the weirdest experience. So thank you for that.
That's great. But it was just awesome. That was a heck of a song.
Yeah,
it's a me, I, me song, and that's why people like to say it.
Yeah. You're playing a lot of concerts now. You're doing a big tour of the UK. Do you still enjoy performing live?
Oh yeah, I do. But I got my band now, so everything's cool. Mm. I got my kids, my daughter and my two sons and a friend of theirs and me.
Does that mean you get to pay them less?
No.
Oh, you pay them what's okay.
They sticking me on that. I said, we're going to have to work for scale, Dad. And I said, you're lucky if you get scale.
They have their own band, Instant People, and they're going to be opening for Glenn when he does the tour over here.
Fantastic. Yeah. What kind of are they, country and western or?
No, they're indie pop.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Oh, fantastic.
You can check them out on YouTube or instantpeoplemusic.com.
Cal was born first. Of our killed children, and boy, he was right there just sitting up going,
he's a drummer, playing drums.
He was a drummer before he could walk. He was sitting down there.
Cal played drums for Jimmy Webb when Jimmy Webb toured the UK. Yeah.
How weird is that? Yeah. It's the whole circle, you know.
Really, going around again.
It really is. And they hang out
so
with Harry Nilsson's son, Kipo Nilsson, too.
Yeah.
So.
You talk about songwriters, Harry Nilsson.
Know.
Man. I've got a little boy, 18 months old. And he likes having all those saucepans around him with wooden spoons. And the other day, I swear to God, he went, 1, 2, 3, 4, and he counted himself in. He's 18 months old. I don't want a drummer in the house. It'd be too noisy. So you enjoy the touring.
Oh, that's...
Going back ever so slightly, True Grit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't do more acting, sir, because you're a fine actor.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not enjoy True Grit, filming it?
Well... Yes, I did, but I was scared to death. Yeah, here was John Wayne, and I think to start out on John Wayne, he said, "Come on, and I'd tell him, I said, "How do you do this so easy?" He said, "Just do it, you know, you just talk it and don't." But oh my God, can you imagine doing your first one with John Wayne?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he did. You know the story about that when
no.
John Wayne came up? I was doing some. Doing something in the straight end of
your TV show.
The TV show. We were in mid with it, and then blah blah, and everybody was gone out, and here comes this John Wayne with his kid about this high.
With his daughter.
And it was his daughter, you know, and he said, "Is there Glenn Campbell here?" And I said, "Yeah, John." I said, "Yeah," or whatever. Yeah. I said, And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, where are you?" And I said, I'm Glenn Campbell. And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you must be all right, because my daughter likes you." And his daughter wanted to come out and get an autograph.
Fantastic.
And that's when he said, and he was laughing about it. And I said, "You want to do a movie?"
Yeah, go on then, Mr. Wayne, sir.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
I know it. But I said, I said, "I've never acted before." And he said, "Well, that don't make no difference." He said, "I can do it all anyway."
Glenn, let's talk about, and Kim, let's talk about the new album.
Oh, yeah.
Kim, can you tell to me, what's the new album called and how did it come about?
It's called Ghost on the Canvas. Mm-hmm. And that's the title song that's written by Paul Westerberg. And he and Glenn and his producer, Julian Raymond, did... a cover album called Meet Glenn Campbell.
Of course, yeah, it's a great album.
And when they were recording it, Julian would write down all the things that Glenn would say to him in a journal throughout the day. And then Julian put those things to music. So four of the songs are co-written by Glenn and Julian Raymond. Right. And I think they really reflect Glenn, what he's going through at this stage in his life. And... then they got together and they listened through a bunch of other songs and had different writers submit. Like Jacob Dylan wrote a song, Nothing, on the album. And
Nothing. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's really
good. That's going to be a hit, I think. Have you heard it?
No, we've just been given the album now, so I'm going to listen to it this afternoon. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. But
that's a wide world. Nothing. I think that could be a hit.
You've got one of those voices that gets better with age. It just gets richer, I think. Because some singers, they get old and you think, they're kind of... Your voice just gets richer and richer. Are you proud of the album? Are you happy with it?
Yeah. I'm real happy with it. Yeah, it's cool.
And did you play guitar on it as well? You playing a few licks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
We I don't. It's like I always said when I was doing studio work, I would actually, because of that, I would just come into the thing and sit down and do me the kind of rhythm thing that I want on the not during the session.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Well, no, I'd check it out and see, and you know, if it was okay, it was okay. If it wasn't, I'd just do it like I wanted it.
Yeah,
you know.
I think you'll hear a lot of the influences from Glenn's past music on this album as well. Our daughter plays banjo for him, and as she's learning the new music, she's going, "Mom, there's a Wichita Lyman phrase underneath this," or cause she plays the strings on the synth too for him. But and like the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da of Wichita Lyman, you'll hear some of those different iconic kind of sounds they've thrown into this album, but it's all new and it's all very contemporary, and it's just a fabulous album. I really love it, so I'm excited about it.
Thank you,
Kim. We're going to play a song from the album. Which one would you two like us to play? Anything in particular? Maybe you can pick the obvious ones, or you can pick one that perhaps hasn't had much airplay. You choose.
Okay. Well, I love Ghost on the Canvas, but I think I'll go with It's Your Amazing Grace.
Okay.
Yeah, that is
good choice, Glenn. Are you happy with that choice?
Oh yeah,
we'll have that. We'll play another one of your songs as well. I'm going to ask you, sir. My granddad had Alzheimer's.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's passed away now. God bless him. But it wasn't fun. How are you coping? Are you seem very well?
Yeah, I haven't felt anything from it yet.
Yep.
They said you got Alzheimer's in a minute, but I hadn't. I didn't felt anything different. I don't know why. Maybe I'm getting the right medicine.
It could be. You're getting the good stuff this time.
Yeah.
And how are you finding the concerts with the Alzheimer's? Are you okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Now I got an out. So I said, if I make a mistake, I got a lot of one-liners I can use. In just a moment, it came through back here. Okay, I'm ready now.
And Kim, I know that my nan struggled a lot living with my granddad when he was poorly. How are you finding it?
Everything's been fine so far. It's been gradual. He's just a little forgetful. He's using a teleprompter on stage. That helps a lot. His guitar playing's just as hot as ever. It just amazes us. I think music is a natural memory aid.
Yeah.
So that's good that's the business he's in. Yeah. he gets a little forgetful, but when you hear the melodies, it all just comes flooding back to him. And so we want to get out there and make music, you know, for this farewell tour, and then hopefully be able to kick back and take it easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Clayton, you should, at your age, sir, you should be relaxing by the pool, smoking a cigar and just reading a book. You shouldn't be doing a tour.
I like to play and sing.
Yeah.
And I really love it when my children were coming up and playing, you know, well, Dad, I want to do this here, look at this, Dad, ding, 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 you know. And that was really great for me. And I said, and now I got my band. And a buddy that he grew up with, basically, and it's just wonderful.
Well, music, you know, music is the great healer, and I think that this proves it. And I think that you're right, that once you're kind of, you're in that song, you're lost in that moment, and that takes over. And it must be so much fun having your kids in the band as well.
Yeah,
what a joy that must be. Glenn, listen, it's fantastic to meet you. Kim, fantastic to meet you as well.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm coming to see you at the Royal Festival Hall.
Oh, great.
So I want a song dedicated to me, so otherwise I'm going to be storming
okay,
the stage.
Okay, definitely will.
Glenn, it's lovely to meet you, Kim. Thank you very much.
She'll be coming around a mountain when she comes. Did you ever hear that song?
Like, yeah, I'm aware.
She'll be coming around a mountain when she comes.
I don't want that one dedicated to me. Or one of the hits.
Hey, listen, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Can we get a couple of CDs signed?
Yes,
is that okay?
Absolutely. Ian Lee. Absolute Radio.